We're talking with State Representative Mike Sparks, and a lot is going on right now in legislation. One of the big things that we hear a lot of talk about here in Rutherford County is the annexation issue in the Blackmon area. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's kind of been a hot topic for many folks. I happen to see both sides of that issue. As someone who sat on the Smyrna Planning Committee for 9 years and sat on the County Commission for 8 years, I do see the municipality and the county on that, the residents' issues on that. But House Bill 475 by Mike Carter out of East Tennessee, the bill has some merit. There are some difficulties in the state of Tennessee when it comes to annexation without representation. Some may disagree on that, but those folks truly don't have a voice in the matter. So, you know, in this in a democracy like we have, we should have a voice. Residents should have a voice to vote if they do want to be annexed. What I'm hearing, I spoke to Charlie Curtis, that's now he works for CTAS with the County Commissioner Association. He's saying that it's probably going to be put off for a year. Tasser did study it. And they, I think most people agree that it needs some tweaking today. You know, you do have some municipalities. Rutherford County has done a good job. They really have, but you have some other areas where they're taking in maybe just the road or just the area, but they don't take in the road, and then they want the county to pay for the road. But you have some areas that do need tweaking, and they're going to restudy it, and it'll be heard again next year. And usually, this is something I heard an attorney once say, usually when both parties are unhappy, you got a good piece of legislation. You know, so it's going to take some study and be looking at it again next year.
Again, with us is State Representative Mike Sparks. So they're dubbing the bill annexation without representation, because those who live in the county, they're not able to vote within the city and
yes,
voice their opinion to city councilmen because they're not city
yeah
residents.
Well, I had an amendment. Unfortunately, it they didn't really want to get it, let it be heard. But what my amendment would have done was let the county commission have a voice, because that is a voice for that taxpayer. What I was saying is a two-thirds majority, or maybe even a simple majority by the county commission. And I think what you may find is some kind of a compromise such as that, where the county commission would chime in, who does represent the county taxpayer, that county commissioner does. And that they'll at least have a voice. It is poor planning, though. You can't have a hodgepodge of developments going on. And that's what, unfortunately, I predict is what's going to happen. But what many people may not realize is under that bill, House Bill 475, you can still, a municipality can still annex a road. You can still annex if you've got a large tract. And I'll just take Jefferson Pike, Highway 266, for example, in my community in Smyrna. If the town of Smyrna wanted to go down and take in that area at 840, and maybe you had a large Nissan distribution center wanting to come in, or an Ingram or another Amazon, they could run sewer out there. They could take that in. If a resident wants to come in, if you have a residential developer wants to build a senior citizens complex down in the county, and they want to run sewer, they can take in the road. They still have the opportunity for development. Where this does, this just puts a halt to it, to where it comes back and relooks at the issue. Because you do have there are problems in the state of Tennessee, and as a legislator, I can't just worry about my little district of 49 of Smyrna, Laverne, and North Murfreesboro. You do have to look at issues that's in Shelby County and Kingsport and Chattanooga and other areas. And I received about 50 letters that I presented on the House floor last year, and I raised them up. It's an issue. Unfortunately, not one of those letters was from my district. Not one single letter was from my district. But you still have to look at other issues affecting other folks in state.
That was State Representative Mike Sparks. And again, the whole annexation without representation is going to be put on hold this year and looked at more closely next year.